Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Hey. Good evening, y'all. This is your host, Bud Strider, on the line. And giving you a shout-out under the big moon, under the big moon altar. And we got another blog talk cast segment filled with all sorts of insight and common sensey sensibilities and sensamilla. We're going to be doing the do and rolling to you the insight that comes along with 40 years worth of walking and talking and geez, if you multiply that by 365 keen, then what you get is well over 10,000 days of solar rays coming to you live. So hope you dig that and do the effort, make the effort to decode yourself frequently, rack and stack those points, and chalk up all the time and all of the insight that you yourself have been spiraling, and do something with it. Do something with it. This Eve's blogcast is titled "Cannabis Campaign Insight for a Reason," and as I get to reflecting on the campaign and the way things are going out there, and my research into the minefield or the matrix of opinion, the matrix of insight. I wanted to craft an evening's worth focused around dynamics and the perception thereof. And you know, I don't mean to rub anybody, but this is the red lunar Earth eve of transformation. And so, if you feel rubbed or if you feel at odds with your host this evening, please don't take it personally, because we are going to call out those who claim to be representing Mary Jane and representing the end of prohibition, and we are going to be definitively marking those who are riding coattails or dragging ass, as we have noted in our most recent Just Out publication. You know, your representatives, they want your vote, but they're just not showing up at the thing. Well, the thing is a Thayetish reference to the assembly. And, you know, two-thirds of any fang is showing up for it. And granted, we've all got our quirks and quirks, and we're a neurotic species at that, and we come in all of our diversity and flavor, but that's two-thirds of the fun. And the rest is up to us. So don't feel reserved about getting together with your keen, and especially when it comes to politics and all of that. I know that it's difficult to maintain an open mind when trying to be clear about a train of thought and all that goes into that. So we want to make it okay for anybody playing politics this season to lose your mind in order to find it. This is a process of discovery. There's going to be new information coming in. You know, unless you've got a lot of clutter upstairs and some static, then it may be difficult for you to overcome certain facets of your awareness. You know, stabilizing awareness is not well, it's not an easy thing to do today, you know. We used to have ways and means to really practice and prepare ourselves for what life has to offer, and today it's just mad busy, and it's everything just to slow down and look at your mind and relax long enough to know where you're at and where you're going, and especially to account for where you've been. And there are dynamics to memory, and we're going to get into some of that. Again, this is a primer. This is a primer for our most profound introduction into the solar galactic cosmology, Telectonon, and what we know as the dream spell journey of Timeship Earth 2012, a most comprehensive holonomic whole system science, delivered in its perfection by none other than Dr. Jose Arguelles, who has long since left us with Valam Votan at the helm, spearheading the return of natural time and the return to sacred values and the synchronic order of insight. So, before I get into the Eve's affirmation and the readout, the synchronic order readout, the keywords in tonight's show are as follows: potheads, potheads and their agenda, or potheads and their misguided efforts to legalize what's already legal. And within that framework, dope, grass, cracked leadership, and activities to put the counterspin on the Ghost Brigade, who at this time is laying low and slinging the black market values, which I guess if you're a closet case and you're not able to fully show up at the thing, then you must have some shadow forces or some undercover elements that are absolutely necessary, granted, with the federal government running amok and enslaving and imprisoning and jailing people for over minor infractions and every little thing, all to make a buck and save the sinking ship from the bottom of the seven seas. So with that, we're going to need an affirmation. And tonight's affirmation comes with the full moon realization. We are in the self-existent moon of form, day five. The radial plasma that seals day five is the alpha parton, plasmic particle, part of your 777 radial plasma universe model. And today's keen, 197, is the seal of the red earth, the red lunar earth. And that would be tone 2, and that would be seal 17 for the red lunar earth is orbited by a moon of a satellite, and we are guided thereof. I polarize in order to evolve, stabilizing synchronicity, sealing the mind, the matrix, the all-pervasive, with navigational skills, vast and far-reaching, with star traveler born. Here on the earth, the scorn of man now, the revelation and divine plan, with the lunar tone. I shall stabilize this challenge, and forever guided by the power, this universal water will flow. The galactic activation portal. Enter me and meet me there. The affirmation of the Daily Oracle is hardwired to the 19 code. This is the power of 19 that California claims to have insight of. Obviously, Prop 19 is, it's not a random number. This is the second time that this initiative poked its head out to try to legalize cannabis in the state of California, which consequently is an effort to legalize cannabis sativa nationwide, because as they say in California, so does the nation. It was 38 years ago today, according to Chris Conrad, who confided in me at the normal conference, that Prop 19 first poked out its head. And obviously, there are some brothers in very high places that assign telecosmic number powers and code keys to certain measures to see if the comprehension of that measure is mature enough to embrace a shift or a change as monumental as the end of prohibition and the legalization of cannabis sativa. The legalization of cannabis sativa will mark the end of the war on drugs and will signal a shift or a change in the guard where we will see a flip-flop of values, and in this transformation, of course, you've got a number of charlatan characters, many of whom have been reliving the same qualities and characteristics of the reptilian race, which doesn't have the memory to account for its blunderous past, and so they keep recreating the same circumstances and karma that play themselves that play us out today. And so what we have is a real challenge to see through those characteristics to make sure that we're not embodying that ourselves and oppressing others or oppressing ourselves with some element of history or some unconscious instinctual program, which is again recreating the same karma, which is the purpose for your scriptures or the purpose for any sacred text, is to try to draw you into a recollection of memory and an awareness of certain patterns or characteristics, so that you can see clearly the difference between one who is in tune and perhaps enlightened, or perhaps modeling characteristics of godliness or goddess or the goddessness, and those who are masquerading and warring against the earth's people behind closed doors. These are the ones without names, these are the ones who refuse to show, and these are the ones who are masquerading in the light of brilliance. So moving right into the 19 code and the oracle and how that informs the synchronic order. Again, this is a mathematical fourth dimensional program which will guide you into Castle Consciousness. That's where you'll find the Lover's Reunion game. That's where you'll find the cube cosmology and the cube meditations, the star bundles, the radial plasma, cubic overlays. That's where you'll find your destiny pattern. That's where you'll find your pulsar codes. Your pulsar codes, that's where you'll find your star histories and your cosmic electricity. And innately, that's what will draw you into the waveform characteristic of light or the count of days, which people are referring to as the Mayan calendar or the Zolk'in, which unto itself is a most profound stitch of megalithic dynamics of consciousness and codes to all of creation. Imagine that, all of creation. Okay, well, that's a big burrito. That's one big burrito, and we're going to take it easy as we carry on here into our evening's meditation. And again, this is Sunmere Keen 67 on the line. The keywords for tonight are, well, they're just charged with polarity. And, you know, a lot of people don't know how to handle polarity, but the nature of thought creates light heat, and light heat is a facet of polarity. And once that polarity has been stabilized, once you have a unified field of genuine respect and equanimity, then that polarity naturally bonds with a third element, which becomes an active electric type of triangulation of interests. And it's within that triangulation that you'll find your pulsar cosmology spiraling your thoughts beyond the egoic flat planes into more of a psycho-pompous cosmic host of characters, and that's how we want to perceive tonight's show, so that we don't offend any of those figures out there who are playing or appear to be playing a leading role with our cannabis campaign. As it stands, the cannabis community has obviously demonstrated its capacity to organize and to gather, and to do so under the banner of peace. However, when it comes to intelligence, when it comes to equalizing the mainstream tendency to dumb us down with shady references, which are class one federal, this class one federal reference to cannabis, which creates a book of regulation, is really a very powerful, powerful dark spell to convince people of the wickedness of this plant, of what has been watered down now as dope grass, pot being the most common reference and the most condescending, and again, we want to put the spin on that, and we want to inform everyone who uses cannabis to begin realizing that the potheads are patients out of time. Patients out of time are folks who are by and large strapped by the system, who are stressed in trying to meet their domestic obligations. They're out of time, wasting time, spending time, and killing time more often than not. And we are absolutely frustrated and fed up with this mundane quality of living, which requires so much for so little gratification. Anybody coming out of corporate culture in the work week is a patient. Anybody who's coming into knowing their own mind, their natural mind, and their body and time is a patient. And for those of us who aren't completely shipwrecked, we can consider ourselves fortunate to have half a will and our wits in stepping out to play a bigger, better game. And in doing so, we're asking those powers that be to give it forward. Because as it stands, they're just not giving it forward, Kalima. So, you know, a good example of that, well, we don't need to get into the details, but if they don't show, they probably don't really know. And if they've got the resources, but they're not putting them to good use, then give them up or give them to somebody who will. I was rather dismayed at the voter power office last night, you know, working with Billy Kyle. In looking at the office, it was empty. Here we have one of the most important campaigns in the history of cannabis culture, in the history of this country, and the voter power office, the headquarters for the cannabis movement, is empty, and it's a sad shame to see expensive materials sitting in the office rather than out in you know being posted here and there. We've got these beautiful Yes on 74 signs. You've seen them here and there, and they're not out. They're not in the fields. They're not being placed appropriately. We've got a number of small Yes 74 signs that have yet to be circulated. I've probably relocated at least half a dozen different signs that were placed poorly, that were placed in the wrong place where people would never see them. It was just a ridiculous, funky shway that, and I'm just wondering, you know, are these people stoned when they're out and about? Are they smoking grass? Are they smoking pot when they're out there campaigning, you know? You know, how is it that they're not seeing clearly, you know? Characteristics of a pothead would be one with a short attention span or short-sighted view, and they're typically withdrawn. They'll come out briefly, you know, and they'll hang with you for a moment, but and they'll give you the impression that maybe they're there, but they're really not there, that they're reserved in so many ways, and that you have to, it almost feels like you have to, like you may be having, it's really challenging to be having a conversation with someone who may be awake, but may have you categorized into some chamber of mind which doesn't allow you full access to their intellect. And so it behooves me to have conversation with people who appear to be there but aren't truly there. And we've got a number of those folks who are not showing up or who are not going the distance. And it's either because they're afraid or they are perhaps programmed by the Gleaners Association to keep a distance, or perhaps they are at odds with themselves, or they're at odds with others, or maybe they're at odds with Bud Strider. I mean, you know, who's and if they are, you know, I'd like to hear from them. But as it stands, there's been little to no feedback from characters like John Sajo, Anthony Johnson. I saw Anthony the other night. We were at the Green Free Clinic. I gave him a taste of my representation, and he bought me dinner, and it was a good thing, and I genuinely enjoy him and Sarah. We were to try to do a blog talk program, but he couldn't find 15 minutes in his day, so and now he's out of town, perhaps on vacation. But we've tried to draw Billy Kyle in on several occasions, and he's come close, but he won't go the distance. We've put the word out there to Nathan Bennett. He's the administrator at the THCF clinic, and he's keeping his distance as well. We've even contacted Paul Stanford and asked for an interview or a debate on certain topics of interest, and Paul is unavailable. We know that Sandy Burbank is aloof, and you know, there aren't too many other people out there who politic on behalf of the medical marijuana community that we can approach that pull that much weight when it comes to influencing the general public. So, again, I say time and time again, who are these people? How did they get there? And if they're not willing to go the distance and represent the original intent of the Oregon Medical Act, then get in the back of the bus. Just, you know, just forward the resources, get it into the hands of the men who can raise the bar, and enjoy the ride, man. Enjoy the ride, okay? It's either we all get it together or none of us gets it at all. And so on that note, what I'm going to try to do is give you some music and give you a track recorded by the Whispering Tongues that was, again, recorded back in 95. Oh, yeah, let's add James Schroeder to the list of aloof performers or those who are afraid of success or those who are afraid of coming out of the closet. You know, I just don't know what to think. I don't. Politics are definitely strange and weird. And in this case, we're just going to have to walk the talk and do that on my lonesome. And remember my daddy when he said, "You got to walk the lonesome highway. You got to walk it by yourself. Nobody is going to do it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. You're going to be a lone wolf warrior. You got to be a working man. Nobody else can do it for you. You got to be a lunar hand." And on that note, I'm over here with my friends, Don and Tom, and we're doing this here live broadcast. We're in Milwaukee. We're in Milwaukee, and these are just words.
Don't say, go away. Please don't leave me here today. Won't you come to my side? Feel me deep inside. Can't live all alone. Once we've made love our home, how we feel every fear. can heal.
There you have it.